It's Live Music Friday here on WKAR's Current State. Sally Potter's with us and all set to go. Who's responsible for the song "I'll Fly Away"?
Oh, it's been around for years.
Public domain.
Oh my God!
Everybody
sings it too.
I'll fly away.
Because we're doing a sing along this weekend. Maybe folks, when they're listening to this, can sing in their car, right?
Go for it.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh Lordy. I'll fly away in the morning when I die.
Fly Away, Sally Potter, and you can hear more tomorrow night, tonight and tomorrow night, the 14th Annual Midwinter Singing Festival at the East Lansing Hannah Community Center. 14 years into this singing festival.
People, we haven't gotten any older.
People have obviously responded to this. There's so many events that don't last anywhere near 14 years. There's a payoff to this. What do people get out of just all getting together in one place and cutting loose?
It's like church. They get to sing together. They get to be together. They get to have community. They're all focused on sharing sound. And it's incredibly physical. Like anybody who sings a lot, either in choirs, in church, or in the shower, or in the car, you feel great. It's in your heart. It's in your soul. It's in your whole body. So you just decide to go sing with a bunch of folks, and we hand out the lyric sheets. Friday night, we have three song leaders, and Saturday night, we're singing to the sound of music.
And your song leaders perform what kind of role here?
Well, they are not the stars of the show. The songs are, and so they choose their favorite songs, and they choose a good set list, couple sets for the evening, and they put in a key that is pretty friendly to everybody in the house, and they sing on each other's songs. And then we put the lyrics of those songs in a lyric book, and we pass them out. So everybody sings all the words to all the songs.
Do you focus on one kind of genre of music?
No, because the best evenings of singing are when the song leaders love the songs that they're leading. And so every time we get this big mix of songs, I know for a fact that we're going to sing Fly Me to the Moon. We're going to sing Hello, Dolly. We're going to sing the underdog song. A roar of thunder, da-da-da. Yeah. We're going to sing Where the Soul Never Dies, which is in the same sort of category as I'll Fly Away. Because these three song leaders, Joel Mavis and Mary Sue Wilkinson and Frank Youngman, all favorites of the singing festival, love these songs. So they bring them to the table, they figure out a good order, We print up the lyrics and everybody sings.
Sally Potter's our Live Music Friday guest today. She's the organizer of the Midwinter Singing Festival at the East Lansing Hanna Community Center tonight and Saturday. Talk about recognizable. You've got a Sound of Music sing-along as well. Is this the first time you've dived into the Sound of Music?
I think like 7 or 10 years ago, the MSU Choral Union might have done a fundraiser with this song at the Hanna Center. And a bunch of friends and I went to Dublin Square, and then we walked down to the Hanna Center, and we had a great time. And I thought, you know, some year we have to do this. And then the Sound of Music's coming to the Wharton Center. When I sit in my nice seats next week or the following week, I think, I don't think anybody's going to want me to sing along. I just have that feeling. So I'm going to warm up on Saturday night. I'm going to get my inner Julie Andrews. Somehow, a soprano. Maybe I'll just sing harmony to Julie all night. And then at the Wharton Center, I'll just be quiet and enjoy the song.
Because you've already gotten it all
Absolutely.
Out of your system here.
Absolutely.
Now, on Saturday, you have a children's concert featuring Robert B. Jones and Matt Wetrova.
Oh, my God.
Robert Jones has performed.
Robert Jones has been here a couple of times.
Yes, he has.
And he and Matt do, their day job is doing school gigs all over the state of Michigan. And they're fabulous at this. This might be the sleeper of the whole festival. It's a free 11 o'clock Saturday morning, Hanna Center. It's sponsored by the City of East Lansing. We're doing a couple of co-sponsorships with the festival this year just to spread it out and to get the word out and about to even more people. But Matt and Robert do such an amazing job with kids. That's from 11 to 11:45, and that is free, sponsored by the City of East Lansing.
And there's a costume contest that's a part of the Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The doors open at 7.
Break out your lederhosen.
And you get a goodie bag for props, you know, a twig of Edelweiss and a bit of a curtain because she's, you know, use the curtains. Julie, Maria, use the curtains. You want play clothes. So there are some props that we can use during the show. It's up to anybody what they want to do. So everybody gets a goodie bag, and then at 7:30 we're having a costume contest. So there's kind of an over-under on how many nuns will show up and then how many Marias, and we might have some policemen and – You know, might have Max in a old, you know, 70s polyester leisure suit. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. And that's sort of the fun of it.
8 workshops also set for Saturday. What kind of workshops are on tap?
Ben Hassinger, the ukulele guy, is going to do a strum along with Beatles songs. Rachel Alexander is going to give everybody warmed up with the songs from The Sound of Music. So you can sing those for an hour. Matt Wetrova is going to do a Rise Up and Sing. One. Robert Jones is going to do a gospel songs workshop at 12:20, right, about a half an hour after his other show ends. Joel Mavis, sing along with Hank. Country music favorites with Mary Sue and her friend Roger Brown. Wanda Deegan and Kay Rinker O'Neill are doing the Catbird Seat Sampler, their favorite songs. My favorite one of the workshops, Joel Mavis, who you've had in here, I think, it's going to do a 2-hour workshop, The 7 Secrets of Success, Arranging and Performing a Song with a Guitar. I mean, it's like God himself is going to show people how to do this in 2 hours for a $10 wristband for the whole afternoon if you're an adult. If you're a kid, a student of any kind, it's free. So you can bring a guitar and a tape recorder if you want to tape him or your phone and learn the 7 secrets of success.
How is the 10-pound fiddle series going so far this year?
We are one of the few nonprofit live venue entities, sort of in the country that's growing.
Heartland Klezmorum on February 5th.
Absolutely.
They're up next, I take it.
They're up next and they're sharing the night with a wonderful instrumental group, Andro from Kalamazoo. It's 10poundfiddle.org. We have concerts every Friday night. We've been going 41 years. Our ticket sales are increased.
10poundfiddle.org. We'll leave it there because we want to leave time for you to sing us out. We want to thank Sally Potter for making another Live Music Friday appearance. The Midwinter Singing Festival at the East Lansing Hanna Community Center is today and tonight. Monday, we'll check in with MSU economist Charles Ballard, who will discuss results of his latest State of the State survey. Also joining us, Matt Grossman, the new director of MSU's Institute for Public Policy and Social Research, and one sharp political guy. We'll have a lot of fun anticipating the Iowa caucuses, amongst other things. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Sally Potter plays us out here on Current State.
Thank you, Mark. And we'll just keep going with I'll Fly Away as a sing-along so folks can just sing, right?
All right.
Well, some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Joys of them.